And let's move back now at just about 15 past the hour to John Boggs at the Breakfast Club at Ponderosa here in Portland. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Donald Gillespie and Trent Paxson and going over the last 3 days of the fair, hit the highlights and find out where people should go and what they ought to pay attention to and write on their calendars.
Okay, Thursday, July 26th, we have Democrat Day and regular gate admission that day. Linda Lee will be performing in the Farmers Building that evening from 5 to 7, and Zumba will be in the Farmers Building also from 3 to 4. That evening's our big event night in front of the grandstand. We have Trace Atkins will be performing with special guest Cook and Bell.
And there are Trace Atkins. I can't believe this because I've heard the phone ring since this has been announced, but there are Trace Atkins tickets still available, right?
We will have Trace Atkins tickets to sell. We'll have seats. We'll keep putting seats out there.
I don't know
tickets.
Where you're going to put everybody that's bought them.
We'll have seats for them.
Okay.
Just for you, John, we'll have some seats too.
Okay.
On Friday, regular gate admission, of course, and taking a look for Friday event. That is at noon, the Great American Pie Contest. That's in the Women's Building. We'd appreciate everybody baking the best apple pie they can.
Okay.
We'll be sure to come in and taste those.
Judging or something?
I'm not judging those. Then at 3 to 4 in the Farmers Building, we have Dwayne Spahn, country music, and he'll be performing for an hour. Then from 4 to 7 is a new band and some dancing, and that's in the Farmers Building as well. 7 o'clock that evening, Jay County Only Demolition Derby. There is also a compact derby that evening that's open to anyone, and a powder puff, Jay County residents only, will be that evening as well.
Okay.
Then on Saturdays, they end up with the fair. We have an old-time auction in the Poultry Building. We have Andrew Kern will be a tribute artist for Johnny Cash in the Farmers Building from 2 to 4. From 4 to 5 in the Farmers Building, we have Megan Keene. She will be singing. And then that night, in front of the grandstand, again, will be the Demolition Derby. This one is open to anybody, non-Jay County resident. Just a reminder that the compact derby on Friday night is open to anybody. The rest of the demo on Friday night is closed just to Jay County residents only.
Okay, a couple final things here, guys. What's the admission? What are the times for the gate? How can people get in on the fair?
We are a free fair till 5 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Then after 5, under 12 is free at all times.
Uh-huh.
Then it is $4 a person for 12 and up. After 5 o'clock. I am selling gate passes. Best deal out there going. $10 right now for a gate pass. Get you in all week.
You don't want people pulling in here to buy gate passes.
No, but come out to the fair office. I will have those for sale for $10. And that $10 price is good till Sunday. Then I'm going to increase the price next week to
$12. $12, okay.
Just to mention our ride-a-thons. Monday, ride-a-thon, 5 o'clock, $20. Tuesday, Kids Day, 1 to 6, one less ticket per ride. And then on Saturday, there's a ride-a-thon from 12 to 6.
Okay. And we didn't mention the Midway. Who is the Midway? Do you have that in front of you there?
Midway's Lures.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Variety Attraction, excuse me. Variety Attraction. Variety Family Attraction is our Midway this year.
Okay.
With that. One other event that we didn't say, we have a traveling museum coming to the fair this year, I believe.
It's Wednesday, it's the Colts Traveling Museum.
Okay.
And this Saturday, do not forget the run, Miller Memorial 5K run. That is an evening race, 9:30, and registration begins at 8:30.
We had Jack Alk on last week talking about that. Starts right out in the front of the fairgrounds.
Winds through the fairgrounds somewhat in the back, so come out to enjoy that event. So
big week coming up for the Great Jay County Fair, and when we come back, we're going to have Bob Lyons and a cast of thousands talking about the classic stint, and I'm sure we're going to be rapid fire on all the events that are going there so we can get it all in. Guys, we really thank you.
Hey, John, thanks for having us on here. Appreciate it.
We appreciate the board. The fair board does such a job. You know, I know you say there are other volunteers, but you guys work all year long, and this county fair is one of the best in the area, and it's a tribute to all the work and effort that you guys put in. We thank you very much for that.
Well, we thank you for having us, and I'll just correct you. It's the best in the area.
Okay. And modesty was not one of the qualifications for being on the fair board.
There you go. Right.
No. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, when we come back, we'll have Bob Lyons and the Classic 10 area.